Hey, hey, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast went down again. It was fun. I'm sorry if you missed it. I've got a little taste of it right here so you can get an idea of how much fun that we have. A lot happens. Show usually goes about $1.30, maybe hour 45, somewhere around there. Maybe longer. It depends. And we just kind of have a lot of fun. Ben and I leading the charge, talking to Zaniacs, various things come up, input from the audience. And it's a great time. And then we play Bet on Ben. I've got a little sample of that right here for you right now. If you want the full show, it's on my Patreon, where I put 15 plus hours of content every single week up. That's, you know, a tremendous amount of material for as low as $5 a month. I promise I won't let you down. No, I can't guarantee you that. It might let you down. I won't let you down in what I put up there. I put a lot of material up there, but you just might think it sucks. All right? I suggest just trying it out. You're like, all right, Eric Zane, you've won me enough to let me at least try it for $5 a month for the entire audio archive or $10 a month for the audio and the video. That's all I'm asking. Now, if you hate it, I'm not going to give you that money back. I'm going to keep that money and buy dog food. All right? But if you don't like it, just cancel it. No big deal, then you're out that. That's not the end of the world. But if you like it, and I'm hoping and praying you do, because, you know, you need more stuff to listen to when you're working, driving, doing whatever, in addition to the free podcast that I put out Monday through Friday, then you convert it to a yearly pay, just one fee, and it's 10% off for the year. So what was $60 for all the audio, tier one, it's now 54. For a year of tier two, which was $120, is 108. So I'm saving you money when you commit to me for 1 year. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I hope you enjoy my free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben, Eric, Ben, Eric, E-R-I-C, Eric, E-N, Ben, Eric. Eric.
Ah, okay. Who can play? Oh, Marsha. Look at you. You and your daughter. You can tell the whole father or the mother-daughter combo there. You guys want to participate as a team on this game?
Sure.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, geez. Hold on. I gotta probably click delete the phone.
Yeah. What's going on?
I don't know.
She's just happy, right? That's it. Ben, how's the music?
It's good.
Okay. All right. Listen up.
We have to bet on whether Ben is going to get it right or wrong. Don't say the answer. Okay.
The question. And I might have duplicates in here. If you've done a question before, let me know.
Okay.
What herb is most often used as a garnish? What herb is most often used as a garnish? Marsha and Andrea.
I don't say it.
Did Andrea just...
You bet on Ben. Is Ben going to get that right or wrong?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Did you hear her?
No, ma'am.
No.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah, you should know this.
Ben.
So we're going to bet on Ben.
Yeah. Marsha and Andrea are going to bet on you, Ben, and I'll read the question again.
I wish I was listening closer.
Right. And this is for $1. What herb is most often used as a garnish?
I know it's green. Son of a bitch. I don't know this. oh no.
Jeez, Ben.
Come on.
Sim Marsha. Andrea, didn't you say that Marsha's laugh reminds you of something?
Oh.
Never mind.
Yep, I did.
What? What was it?
She said you sound like a happy lady.
Yeah, exactly.
She's right. That's my daughter. I am.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. All right, Ben. What is it? What herb is most often used as a garnish? Marsha thinks that you should get this right.
Ben.
Raise your hand, audience, if you know this.
Everybody knows this.
Pretty much. Even Jimmy knows it. Jimmy's like, what? Hey, what day?
Well, it's not salad. It's not lettuce. It's green. It's like that.
It is grown. It is grown by Mother Nature, yes.
Son of a bitch. I'm going to say kale, Eric.
So, somebody show me the kale.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I think we broke her.
Okay. Oof.
The correct the correct answer is parsley.
Ah, I wouldn't have come up with that one.
Marsha and Andrea, I am so sorry, but we all are victorious.
That's how it goes.
We are, Andrea. We're all winners for having been able to engage with you two lovely ladies. What a mother daughter combo.
Okay. Got nice boobies too.
Okay. Oh. All right. Thank you. I'm going to mute you. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh, my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock.
Wait, let's keep Marsha on. Just let us hear her laugh some more. Come on.
Okay, Marsha. Andrea, go ahead and unmute. Marsha's gonna stay with us. Okay, she's like, she can go ahead and react to this. I'm gonna bring Saul in. Okay, now, just so everybody is on the same page, Marsha and Saul, go ahead and unmute. Marsha and Saul are both single.
Ooh.
No, no, we're not going down that road.
Okay, Saul.
Ooh.
Here
Billy,
we go.
Billy.
Here we go, Ben.
All right.
The question is, Ben, what county is Chicago in? Saul, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to bet against Ben. I know this because I watched the news, so I think I know this.
They cover this on the news, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
What county is Chicago in? Ben thinks, or Saul thinks you are not going to get this, right, Saul?
Yes.
Okay. No, yeah, go.
There's no way. I barely know what county I'm in.
I can't hear Marcia. I need to hear Marcia.
Let's see.
Okay.
God, how the hell am I supposed to? There's no way. Has Chicago been in the news lately?
No, but it is the third largest city in America.
Nobody knows the counties of different states.
Yeah, maybe.
I have relatives there too.
I would say, you know, it's 50-50. Like I could, like if someone said, "What county is New York in?" I would probably just say New York County. I don't even know.
That's what my guess was going to be. Was Illinois County, but it's Illinois. It's Illinois.
Yeah, I don't think the county would be called this. It wouldn't be
right.
Illinois County, Illinois.
Right. Yeah, I have no. I don't even think I can come up with a guess.
Okay, I'm gonna buzz you.
Yeah, do it.
It is
Cook County.
There you go, Saul.
What?
They're Cook.
Cook County.
Yeah.
How the
don't
hell?
Don't you watch Shameless, Ben?
No, I don't.
Blues Brothers, Cook County Assessor. Okay. All right. Well, that's good for Saul. He's got $1, Saul. Saul, if you win all this money, do you have to give some away to the synagogue or what? Or do you just...
No, I can do with it what I want.
You can just stash that cash, right?
Yep.
What do you think you'd buy with $50 extra, Saul?
Ooh. Yeah,
ooh,
I don't know.
Okay.
I want to do my own podcast like you, so maybe some extra equipment, maybe.
There you go, Saul. Man, that would definitely get you a set of headphones for sure. Saul, what were you thinking would be the topic of the subject matter of the podcast?
Well, I want to call it the Sound Kosher Podcast because, you know, that's a phrase you hear in vernacular. Like, hey, this sounds kosher, you know, and also it's a play on words because of Judaism. And I want to talk about sports and pop culture. So,
Saul, I'll tell you what, you let me know when you get that thing up and running and we're going to get people to listen to it.
Okay. Wow. Thank you for that promotion. I appreciate that.
The next question. Sorry, go ahead and unmute, Marcia. I muted you accidentally. What element, Ben, what element's chemical symbol is an uppercase P, as in Paul, and a lowercase B, as in boy? PB. What element's chemical symbol is PB? Saul, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm still going against him.
He thinks you don't know anything, Ben.
Yeah, I know. That's a good call, Saul. See, what words have P and B in them? Puberty.
Puberty? I don't think puberty is an element.
I think K is potassium, so that's out.
I'm impressed that you know that, Ben.
That's because it's one of those weird ones. PB. Son of a bitch.
Hey. Watch that.
Sorry.
Watch that.
Sorry.
Foul tongue.
Are they making anti-Semitic comments again?
I'm sorry?
Are they making anti-Semitic comments again?
No, sir.
No.
Oh.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Any idea?
Somebody suggested peanut butter. I don't think that's correct. I need to stop looking at the chats.
I know. I see pole barn. I see Pueblo. Pubic. Come on. All right. I'm going to buzz you.
All right.
All right. It's lead.
It's lead. See? Lead? I knew it.
Yep. Saul, you're all over it, man. Okay. That's $2 for Saul. Here we go. What is the largest U.S. state east of the Mississippi? The largest U.S. state east of the Mississippi. Saul, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm still going against.
Okay, Ben. This is for $4.
I've got a guess that I'm going to... wait, no, hold on. I'm going to change my guess. I was going to go with the first thing that popped into my head, but I don't think that's correct.
It seems like we've had lots of questions involving the Mississippi River.
Yes, there have been.
Okay. So you've probably learned from the show that it runs the length from the top of the United States to the bottom of it.
Doesn't it start in like Minnesota and
correct
Louisiana?
Ben, you learned that all here. This is tremendous.
That's true. That's true. I don't know if that's right, but
all right.
I'm gonna say Georgia, Eric.
That is correct.
Oh wow, that was out of left field.
Sorry.
Good job, Ben. Congratulations. Wow. I was not expecting that.
I wasn't either.
Wow.
I was going to say Florida, but then I thought better of it.
Good job, Ben.
Hey, thanks so much for the time. That is it. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Free view the full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. P as in Paul. ATREON.com/Eric Zane. Eric Zane, all one word, and it's ERIC. Thanks so much, folks. Talk to you down the road. Bye-bye.